I'm Sora Suleiman.
This is LBC from Global, leading Britain's conversation with Camilla Tominey.
It's 3 minutes past nine, and if you're just joining me, it's Camilla Tominey on LBC covering for Ian Dale on his last day off. And I want to dedicate the next hour to you. We're going to talk about our hopes and dreams for 2022. Now, bear with me, because I do appreciate that for the last 24 months, we've just been facing abject misery. And on a very serious note, I know there are people listening who will have lost people due to the pandemic and had a really horrific time. On the more lighter end of the scale, endless lockdowns and restrictions, curbs on our everyday lives, mask wearing, working from home, schooling from home. I mean, it's just been horrific. And it was funny, Holland's hootenanny. I was thinking how joyful I was at the end of 2019, you know, 2020, a nice round number. And we were going to start this decade with something really exciting. We'd got over all of the agony of Brexit nearly not happening and the arguments in Parliament and the divisive nature of that debate. And we all had high hopes, didn't we, for the next decade? And then COVID came along and put paid to all that. And we've had 2 years of this. And as I say, I do describe it as an anni horribili, which is my own. My Latin's a bit rusty, but I think that's the plural of annus horribilis, the way that the Queen famously described 1992. And I'm just wondering now that we are turning a bit of a corner. I appreciate that there is an immediate threat to the NHS because of Omicron. But the idea that this virus has mutated into something more infectious, yes, but less virulent, something that produces milder disease, is being heralded by some scientists as the beginning of the end. And this notion that we may actually, fingers and toes crossed, finally get back to some semblance of normality has personally given me a degree of hope about the next 12 months. Now, we had other things that depressed us last year, didn't we? Like losing to Italy in the European Championship final in the football. I mean, most recently, the collapse of England's batting order has been cause for serious depression. What is going on there? But that's another story for another day. Having said that, we've got the World Cup fast approaching. And actually, because of our performance at the Euros, we might actually do quite well. And we've got Emma Raducanu as a great hope at Wimbledon. And we've got this amazing four-day weekend in June for the Platinum Jubilee. I'll be working, but you won't be. And I hope you enjoy it. And we've turned a COVID corner. And therefore, there's reasons to celebrate. So I want to ask you, how do you think the last 24 months has affected you? Has it made you change your mindset? Are you going into 2022 more positive? If you are, what are you planning? Have you decided, do you know what, I'm going to book a holiday and just hope to God it goes ahead? Maybe you're getting married this year. Maybe you've changed your job or your life, or you've met the woman or man of your dreams. Just tell me what you're planning for 2022, how positive you feel about the year ahead, and whether the last 2 years have changed you fundamentally. I just want to have a discussion, really, about how we're all feeling. 0345 6060973. You can text on 84850, tweet at LBC. Let me bring in my first guest now, Martin Townsend, the former editor of the Sunday Express and OK magazine, and a mental health campaigner. Also used to be my boss for 15 years. So let's bring him in now. Martin, you've always been a glass half full kind of chap. What are your hopes and dreams for 2022?
Well, my glass is very much half full for this year, I think, Camilla, for all of the reasons that you've already outlined. Obviously, England are going to absolutely win the World Cup this year. I'd probably put the damper on it by saying that, but we're in a very good position to do that. We've got all these wonderful sporting events. We've got Diana Ross at Glastonbury. We've got Billie Eilish at Glastonbury, Arctic Monkeys at Reading. You know, there's loads of outdoor events to look forward to, but I just feel, and I have felt for a few weeks now, that there's a much greater sense of optimism out there among people. I think Omicron hasn't been quite the nightmare everyone has expected it to be. I went to the theatre 3 times over Christmas. I was lucky enough to go, and each time the theatres were absolutely packed. And I was at the only Fools and Horses musical, actually, a few weeks ago, and Paul Whitehouse came out onto the stage and thanked everybody for coming. But the fact is, no one was going to miss it. You know, it was Omicron is another variant, and I think people by then had quite enough of responding to every little bit of were we're getting ready for a different kind of attitude towards this thing now.
And Martin, I know when you were at the Sunday Express that you did a lot of work on mental health and you campaigned for better mental health and produced a charter that was then taken on by David Cameron, Nick Clegg and subsequently Theresa May. What effect do you think the pandemic has had on the British psyche?
Well, I think people have been pretty sensible. I think, you know, people have gone out. We know that people have been taking long walks. The poor old dogs have sort of...
Yes, begging not to be walked again, yes.
No, exactly, rest their paws in buckets of ice because they've been walked so much. So people have done those sensible things that they've been allowed to do. But the fact is that we have all been cooped up for 24 months and people aren't designed to be cooped up. They really aren't. I mean, we only learn by, you know, interacting. I mean, how many conversations start with, oh, I bumped into so-and-so today. Well, you don't bump into anybody during lockdowns. And, you know, people haven't been bumping into each other for the last 24 months. And that does have a really, really appalling kind of impact on their mental health, together with all of the horrors that they see unfolding in front of them, you know, park benches being taped off, church services raided by police. I mean, you know, let's not forget some of the real terrible, quite unprecedented, and I think unjustified infringements on our liberty in the last couple of years. People have got all those things in mind and they're ready for they want a different 2022. They want to get out and do things now.
And if it's not too personal, Martin, are you planning anything? Have you booked holidays and things? Have you got plans ahead?
We haven't got around to booking a holiday yet, to be honest, but we will do. I mean, I want to get back to Tenerife this year. I mean, we went away, we did a staycation last year. We went to a wedding at the weekend, which was amazing. And there was a lovely, I mean, obviously a wedding's a joyful occasion anyway, but there was a wonderful extra feeling of joy there because, you know, loads of people coming together. I mean, weddings were just unheard of in the last 24 months. So many people, unfortunately, had to cancel their weddings, but it was just great, you know, to be among the family. It was my cousin's wedding. It was wonderful. And I just think that there's going to be a lot more of that this year. I just do sense that feeling of optimism among friends, among family and people on the streets.
Thank you so much. That's Martin Townsend. He's former editor of the Sunday Express and OK magazine, a mental health campaigner, and I think it could be said an eternal optimist. Do you agree with him, though? I mean, is there reason to be cheerful or reason to be cautious now? 0345 6060 973. Maybe you've decided after 2 years of caution that you're going to throw that caution to the wind. Because at the end of the day, how much longer can we go on like this? And we have to restore some semblance of normality, don't we? And if you've got plans, what are they? Phone in and tell me. You can also text on 84850, tweet at LBC. Let's bring in my next guest now. Dr. Denise Taylor is the Associate Fellow of the British Psychological Society, who specialises in helping people find more meaning in life. You're just the woman we need, Denise, if I may call you that. How are people going to find more meaning in life after everything that's gone on over the last 2 years?
I know, the past 2 years. But, I mean, I think, first of all, it's worth taking time just to think about the past and not focus on all the negative. Think about the things that you've learned, how you've grown, the things you've enjoyed, the adversity you've overcome. So we've got all that to think about. And then when we think forward, and, you know, and I'm so glad we're not talking about New Year's resolutions, because it's about, where do I want to be? Who do I want to be? What do I want to do? What change do I want to make? And I think what's important is to start off by, you know, to set an intention to say, this is what I want to do in a year. I want to have made a difference in this person's life. I want to have felt more, done more, spent more time doing this or spent less time doing that. And I think it's worth taking some time, you know, this first week for many people back at work, just thinking about, I know I've got it right when at the end of the year I feel like this, and this is not making mammoth changes, yes, but just doing one or two things that will really make you feel happy.
To be positive about the pandemic, if we can for a minute, I mean, do you think perhaps it might have improved people's lives in the sense that it's made them realise what is important in life, put less of a focus on material things, maybe created a greater sense of community, particularly in the earliest weeks of the pandemics when we were looking out for our neighbours more? I mean, that could be the silver lining to the dark cloud of the last 24 months.
Indeed, and I think it did bring people together, and it made you realise what is important, and it's not buying stuff. And I think the way that lots of us spent more time out in nature, going for walks around the park, you know, going climbing up hills and things, I think a lot of people are going to keep doing that, and they realise the importance of nature, especially to our mental health. You know, as the person before was saying around that, we need to do the things that are going to nurture us. And I don't think going to the shop and buying new items is necessarily going to do that, but standing and watching the sunrise or the sunset, or noticing the way the trees sway, I think things like that make you feel more alive, and those things don't cost anything.
What do you think the effect that the pandemic has had on the British psyche yourself?
Yeah, it's so many different things. I think for a lot of people, there's a huge regret about all the things that they've missed. And some of the people I've worked with, they just want to focus on everything they no longer have. And one of the things I'm doing when I'm working with people is, you know, clearly listening to all of that, but then to think about, okay, so you've lost that, but what is it that you've gained, and how have you changed, and what's it made you become? And for a lot of people, they like the person they are more now. And it may be, as the previous caller was saying, you now get out and about and you're doing all the stuff that you've missed, and you're going with it, you're going to a gig maybe, with so much more joy than you had before. And I think we're finding joy in the little things that maybe we just didn't appreciate before.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. That's Dr. Denise Taylor. She's the Associate Fellow of the British Psychological Society, who specialises in helping people find more meaning in life. Have you found more meaning in life thanks to the pandemic? I know it's an unlikely consequence, but I want to pose some of the questions there that Dr. Denise has just posed. So have you gained from being locked down? Do you think you've learned something about yourself? And what are you planning for this year? Have you decided to make up for lost time? And maybe you're planning a trip abroad, or maybe you've proposed thinking life's too short. And do you short? And do you prefer the person that you've become because of the pandemic? Has it changed you for the better? I want to try and strike a positive note. You may think that this is all too premature, that we're not only having to worry about Omicron, but equally the aftermath of Brexit and a cost of living crisis that is fast looming. And maybe you don't feel as positive about 2022 as I do. And that's allowed. All opinions are available and able to be expressed on LBC. Whatever your thinking is about 2022, whatever your reflections on the year that has passed or the 2 years that have passed, do give me a ring. 0345 6060 973. You can text on 84850, tweet at LBC. It's 916.